San Diego's talk radio leader, 760 KFMB presents It's Your Money and Your Life. For the next hour, Richard Muzio and Joe Vecchio will educate and inform you on matters related to your financial future, your life, and your leisure. Now, with It's Your Money and Your Life, here are Richard and Joe.
All right, good evening, buddy. My name is Joe Vecchio, your co-host, announcer, and producer, coming to you from KFMB Studios with 50,000 watts of power. We're heard not just in San Diego County, but Orange County, LA County, up the coast to Seattle on a good night, down to Cabo, out to the desert. If you download the app for 760 KFMB, you can hear us on any device as the show airs. All these podcasts are commercial-free on iymoney.com, and we are free on iTunes if you search the title of the show. And now time to introduce the main man of the hour. He's a CPA extraordinaire, an accomplished marathon runner, a philanthropist, a best-selling author, a lecturer, and a family office expert advising several high net worth families. His name is Richard Muzio. Richard, good evening. How are you tonight?
I am marvelous, Joe. Had a lot of fun earlier this
week.
Going over to Hannah Gleiberman's house.
We're going to start. We'll start with Sunday because we had a great show with Bob Babbitt last week.
And I
stayed up all night with the Cubs at 710 Beach Club with that pandemonium, and then woke up at, I didn't go to sleep, and I went right over to La Jolla Cove at 7 o'clock. Bob Babbitt did a great job. Bill Walton was there. Superb. A lot of media coverage. I don't know, did you see any of the media coverage there for the
Didn't have time.
Challenge Athletes Foundation?
I'll start running my own 5K.
Yeah, 24th annual. And then, of course, this week we saw the President of the United States.
We went to Hannah Gleiberman's house to see President Barack Obama.
Mark and Hannah.
I only went because I heard they were giving away President Obama bobblehead dolls, so that wasn't true.
No, that wasn't true. But anyway,
that's not why I went.
Spectacular.
It was incredible.
Spectacular event. Beautiful morning. He gave about a 30-minute speech, then whisked off to Miramar to hop a ride on Air Force One up to L.A. He was on Jimmy Kimmel that night.
Right. He played golf at Torrey Pines before he came over.
Did he? Someone told me he was at an event. Are you sure he played golf?
It might have been the afternoon before because he came in town on Sunday.
I'm sure he played golf at some point. He loves it here. But anyway, with all that politicking, we have on the line with us another notable politician. He was a two-term city council member, very respected politician in our town, and actually probably was the mayor at some point. And we're talking with Donna Fry. Donna, welcome.
Hey, thank you. It's good to hear your voices.
Likewise. Of course, you're a returning guest. We had a great show with you, and all you folks should get on iwaymoney.com and look up that show if you want to hear more about Donna's life. But the reason for the chat today is about Measure J, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
It's a ballot measure that was put on the ballot in record time. It was rushed through, and very few people, including the community planning groups and the Mission Bay Park Oversight Committee, no one really got to review it before it was put on the ballot.
You know, that's bizarre because I looked at the booklet. I have it in my hand here, and arguments against the measure, which I'm sure I'm assuming you're against it, right?
Yes, I'm opposing Measure J for a variety of reasons.
Yeah,
Again, it was put through in such a rapid pace that by the time I got to review it and figure out what they were doing, it was too late to write a ballot argument against it, unfortunately.
Right, and in the booklet it says no arguments were filed. Well, you didn't have time to file it, so that's deceptive right there in and of itself. But tell us the real problems with this. And, of course, this is a 50-year proposition they have on the ballot, right?
Oh, yeah, it goes through 2069.
Yeah.
So essentially, just to give you a little background, back in 2008, the voters approved a proposition called Proposition C. And essentially what it did was require that revenues that are generated from all the leaseholders in Mission Bay Park, that part of that money would be set aside to pay for the public improvements.
Mm-hmm.
Mission Bay Park is one of the few parks that actually generates revenue, and that's because of all the hotels and all the commercial development.
Not like Balboa Park with all their dollar.
So in 2008, the voters said that they wanted to put aside part of those revenues, which was really, really important because they wanted to make sure that the public improvements would get done.
Mm-hmm.
Now, of the revenues that are set aside, the first $20 million in revenues goes into the city's general fund.
Mm-hmm.
Any revenues above that, 75% of revenues above that, will go into Mission Bay Park, and 25% went for all the regional parks. Mm-hmm. So this was revenues that were to be used to pay for the improvements, such as the restoration of the waters and water quality, wetland expansion,
boardwalk,
all sorts of really cool projects that we otherwise wouldn't have funding for. And our mayor, Kevin Faulkner, was one of the champions of that for Mission Bay Park, and I was one of the co-authors on that. So now we're going to fast forward to this year, and all of a sudden the mayor holds a press conference and says he wants to reduce the amount of money that is going to be used for Mission Bay Park by 10%. And instead, he wants to put that over into other park projects. Now, the big problem with that, and there are many, is that none of the projects that were approved in 2008 by the voters have been funded, analyzed, begun, let alone completed. So none of those projects have taken place before the mayor decided he wanted to raid the Mission Bay Park funds. But worse is something they don't talk about, is that the measure includes in it a change to the definition of Mission Bay Park, and it creates the potential for additional commercial development in Mission Bay Park.
Wow.
And they don't talk about that.
Oh, they got that hidden in the fine print, huh? Are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. So what does that mean? Like where De Anza Cove was, they want to put hotels or something? Or?
Well, what it means is
or
back,
not the, I mean the camp land.
Way back again, the voters approved a ballot measure that says that 75% of Mission Bay Park must remain open and non-commercialized. That they were allowed to develop 25% of that park for commercial development.
No, they want to change that.
And that was based on an understanding of what the total acreage of Mission Bay Park was.
So they're looking.
This ballot measure creates the potential for the city council to add more park acreage.
Which
so
means
for every acre of park that you add, 25% of that can be used for commercial development.
Which I think they're licking their chops over that camp land by the bay, which they just they evicted everybody, right?
Well,
I mean, that might be part of it.
They're looking at all sorts of areas in Mission Bay Park. But one of the things that we do know is that SeaWorld has talked about and about a year ago had picked a partner, I believe it was Mr. Bill Evans, who has many hotels, to be their partner for putting another hotel in Mission Bay Park for SeaWorld. Now, where that would be, I don't know. But what is the big concern about this is that none of the projects have been completed. The mayor has not kept his promise to protect our Mission Bay Park funds, and it creates the potential for more commercial development.
And I believe the County Democratic Party has recommending a yes on this, right?
Which... Well, again, a lot of these issues, it wasn't until I started looking at this and started taking a much more thorough look at what was being proposed that I realized the potential for really messing up our ability to enhance Mission Bay Park and potentially increasing the ability for the city council to vote for more commercial development by adding more parkland, which, you know, when you think about adding more parkland, you say, well, what could be a problem with that?
Well, let's hope if they do propose any development, I'm sure the community will get up in arms on that, you know, as it happens. But you're right.
Right.
This is a problem.
Well, I think that for me, the other thing that concerns me is that I'm not convinced that a lot of these dollars won't somehow be used to fund a parking garage in Balboa Park.
Yeah, exactly. So,
and we know.
But we got to take a break there, Donna. So no on J and Donna.
No on Measure J.
Thank you so much,
thanks, Donna.
Hey, thanks for having
being
me
touch.
And letting me talk about this.
You got it. We're coming up on a break, and I'll come back with Jason Kruger's Signature Analytics right after this. Hang on.